Sir, the recorder's on.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ari Alex. Welcome to a special meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees. It's Thursday, November 5th at 4 p.m. At this time, I will ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to entertain a motion to suspend the past meeting minutes. Could I ask for a second, please?
I will second that.
All right. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call the question and ask for a roll call.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, we were suspending somebody.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Could you please mute yourself? Great, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know. I thought we were the past. We didn't do the pledge allegiance or say that we would suspend the pledge, did we?
No. I guess I'll make a motion to suspend the pledge.
Well, sir, if we could I say the pledge allegiance? And with everything
absolutely
going on in this country, the one thing that we are is Americans. Irregardless how the country is divided, but I would like to say it if I could, sir.
Absolutely. I would be happy to join you. Go ahead.
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time...
Chairman?
Yes.
You did a motion to suspend the minutes, but we didn't do a vote, sir. We didn't do a second or a vote.
Okay. Well, then let's call the question and have a vote.
Okay. It's Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. My apologies, sir.
No, thank you for catching that. At this time, sorry, I just accidentally clicked out of the agenda here on my computer, and I can't pull up again. Mark, could you just refresh me on the next item while I pull it up here?
The yes one is possible consideration of resolutions regarding the insurance broker for Franklin Township.
Okay, yeah, and I found it in my email again. So thank you. Okay, so we're going to do a possible consideration of resolutions regarding the insurance broker for Franklin Township. But before I hand it over to the fiscal officer to walk through this, I just want to note that I'm really confused by the entire process that's happening. I think the last special meeting we had, I was confused even more. About one, the reason we're doing things, two, the process that was used, and then three, the this impacts our employees the most. I'm just not sure that, you know, that they've been briefed as much. I know that if I'm unable to kind of articulate the problem and the proposed solution, apart for us to be able to explain it to our employees, so I'll just make note of that again, because I don't understand. I know that there were some compliance issues. I know that we're going to address those compliance issues at our next regular scheduled meeting, which is when we left our last special meeting. So I'll just leave it at that, but I will hand it over to our fiscal officer to propose what you'd like to propose at this time.
Thank you, Chairman Alex. I would like to read the resolution 2020-215, change of agent of record of 2021 employee health and life insurance to preferred benefit. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves a change of agent of record to Preferred Benefit Services Agency, Inc. The address is Sandusky, 611 South Sandusky Street, Post Office Box 868, Delaware, Ohio, 43015. via their current representative, Brian Lenzo, or a successor, to provide all employee health and life insurance services on January 1, 2021, and whereas a letter of authorization, if necessary, will allow Brian Lenzo to represent the township regarding the processing and conversion to the renewals of all policies from this date forward, open enrollment for 2021 will be completed by Brian Lenzo. Whereas Brian Lenzo will provide a similar manual process of reimbursing HRA claims occurring December 1, 2020 through December 31, 2020, so as to allow for a smooth transition to debit cards on January 1, 2021. Therefore, Linda Falk of the Individual and Group Health Insurance Agency, LLC, shall, Section 1, continue as representative for of all 2020 employee health and life insurance services and complete all HRA service claims covered incurred through November 30, 2020. And Section 3, present a final invoice to the fiscal office for the June 9th, 2020 Memorandum of Understanding, Exhibit A, by December 31, 2021. All services are subject to review and acceptance by the Township Fiscal Officer.
All right, well, this is Ari. I'm not too prepared to make that motion. I think that we have not done our due diligence here. I am still very confused at what the original problems are. My understanding is there were some problems. We have not remedied those in the timeline that we discussed at our last meeting because we said we would have that by the next regular. I'm not saying that I'm not opposed to making a change at some point, but I don't understand, like, exactly what is happening here, the extreme urgency, the lack of communication with our employees, the lack of communication with the board. I should know what I'm going to be voting on and understand that. So I'm not going to move on that, but I will let the other two trustees weigh in.
Mary, just for the record, the only thing that is changing is the actual vendor. Is that correct?
The agent of record is all that is proposed to be changed.
So basically nothing else for employees change, is that correct?
Other than they will have the advantage of having a debit card versus a manual process effective January 1.
And that takes effect.
Go ahead. I understand that might be the change we're happening, but I don't understand why. I don't know why we haven't interviewed multiple agents here. If we really want to make a change and there are problems, one, we should have tried to remedy those problems first, and two, like, if we're going to change something, like, we really should shop around and try to, I understand that we don't have to put this out to competitive bid, but, you know, if we're going to make a big change like this, I think, you know, we've gotten burned in the township before where we just say, we're going to make a change, we're going to switch over to someone else that's got a better shiny object, and maybe it is better, but I want to know what our options are before we really take action on something. And then we've had proper time to vet this stuff in a thorough way. In the past, the previous fiscal officer has pushed a lot of things. I think the township has done a really poor job of taking our time and making the right decision. And ultimately, this may be the right decision, but we should really make sure we are making, like, thinking through all this stuff, getting other options, vetting everything so that we can really be beholden and saying we are doing the right thing and here are the reasons why.
Chairman Alex, may I respond?
Yes.
I have sent you, I don't know, probably 50 pages at least of information regarding various concerns about other issues, but I don't, all I'm asking for at this point is to change an agent of record.
Have we asked other agents of records? Have we looked around for other options? How did you come to the conclusion that this is the right person for us to use versus the board interviewing people? This is technically a board decision, and I know that there's always turf wars between the board and the fiscal office, but this is the board of township trustees. We're the ultimate decision makers. We should be making recommendations. We should be interviewing other folks. We should be actively making sure that we are doing our job. And I am not going to cede my job am doing the due diligence of the taxpayers of this township and making votes and changes without thoroughly vetting things. When we buy new equipment for our new fire engine, we put it out to bid. When we bring in new vendors, we interview multiple vendors. When we hired a township administrator, we had an open process where we posted that position and we interviewed multiple people and had multiple public hearings. Our employees were engaged and our residents are engaged. When we are making decisions that impact people, and particularly our employees should have their say in this process because they are impacted. If maybe we don't talk to all the employees, we talk to their elected representatives of their bargaining unit so that those bargaining units are able to articulate problems there. Us making changes, and even if this is the right change, our employees need to know why we're doing it. They need to be part of the process. We need to be together and working together so that we all are united and know that when we're making a decision, here's the reason why we're doing it. I think there's a lot of confusion and unknown. A lot of that could be mitigated by us talking to one another and bringing more people into the mix. I think when we do that, then when we do make a decision like this, we are in a place that we can all say we've done our due diligence. Everyone knows what's happening. Not everyone may be happy with that, but at least we've done what we say we've done, and not having special meeting after special meeting with different vendors that we've never met or we've never put out to bid or never interviewed other folks, sending 50 pages of documents. I'm not an insurance person. Like, you know, I need to be taught this stuff. I need to understand this. And if I don't understand reading through 50 pages of stuff, then look, I'm not the brightest person out there, but by golly, I should be able to understand how health insurance works. I have a chronic illness. I deal with my insurance all the time. I've learned a lot. But I still don't understand the change that we are making here today.
Chairman, it is not a change in any of the benefits or policies. It is strictly a change of agent of record. And as I explained before, we had concerns for compliance for our auditor's state auditing, not her audits, our audits. And those were not complied with and still have not. We had another issue with ESP. Right now, we just need to stop the bleeding.
But this is this ultimately, while it may not be like immediate money that we are spending, there is a significant amount of money that will cross paths here, whether that be through the insurance company or other things. For us not to look at all of our options here is a mismanagement of the tax dollars that we have been trusted to protect here.
Chairman Alex, I received the increase for our next, for this current policy, which could not get provided by the current agent, and it's slated for a 21.8% increase, which would be $191,004 per year. And without changing policies, that's what we're facing. And
we need to look at the
situation with preferred benefits is that they are they work with other townships, many other townships. They are versed in all of these issues. They can look at negotiating that rate, and they have many other benefits, which I provided to you, that wouldn't cost us anything that we can utilize, and they can have us in compliance immediately.
Well, like I said, I'm not saying that this may not be the right thing to do. I just want to make sure that we are doing our due diligence, that we're talking to all of our employees here, that we are looking at all of our options, whether, you know, the renewal or we bring in a different person. Having a single agent saying we're just swapping agents here, I think is, you know, causes more problems here. Like, we need to, like, look at what are our other options. What would another agent do? What would two or three agents do? This is why we usually put things out to bid, why we interview people, why we sit down and talk to folks. I get that there is an increase coming. But like that needs to be something, you know, that is not sprung upon us. Like, we likely knew, someone knew well in advance and has not informed the board about it until this immediate urgency came up over the last couple of weeks. So I think that, like, we have to do our due diligence and investigate this and come up with all of our options so that we can accurately vote on it.
Did you do any vetting of her? Did you ask any others to present when she presented for over $1 million in insurance benefits?
We went out to bid.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, sorry, John. Go ahead.
At this point, all we're getting to is, kind of tit for tat, and it's going to go on forever, and this was supposed to be potentially a quick meeting and et cetera. I would like to call the question and go from there and just see where the board is.
Sure. So the question's been called. Is there a motion for the resolution?
I'm going to second it.
You'd have to make the motion if you'd like
to. Okay, so I don't have that that in front of me, Mark, if you give me a hand. So on resolution number...
it was 2020-215.
215.
That was prepared and talked about by the fiscal officer.
So on resolution 2020-21, is that correct?
No, 2020-215.
215. Do we need to read it again to what Mary read?
No, it's written on the record. So
as previously stated to the resolution, I would ask for a second if there is a second, and then call the order.
There's motion on the table. Is there a second?
Okay, what is the motion, if I may ask?
The motion is what Mary read, that we would be changing vendors only, and that we would go to the debit card system January 1st. Is that correct, Mary?
You're on.
That is correct.
So,
okay, I have another question. Mary, you said that we're looking at a 21.8% increase. Is that correct?
21.8% increase, which would be another $191,004 in premiums in that year.
Okay.
Another, on top of what we currently pay, of about $1 million.
Okay. And is that a comparison with the other agent, or that other group?
We did not, the other agent did not give us any increase information, but it's been available for several weeks.
Okay. The other agent being the one that we currently do not have, is that?
No, the current agent did not give us the renewal information. I asked for another agent to get that, to tell me how I could find it. I got it, and it's very, any employer representative can ask for that information. So I asked for that information, and I found out it's 21.8% increase. And this other, the change of agent of record, I believe, will be beneficial not only for the possible negotiation of that increase, but also provides many other benefits, and including the debit cards, so that staff don't have to front their medical expenses and then get reimbursed later.
Okay. Now that part I understand. The part I don't understand is on the increase itself. Is that the two agents, I guess the plan I'm going to make, the two agents are, they proposed increase, are they both the same 21.8%? Is that what we're actually saying here?
The insurance providers determine the increase. They tell you what their premium will be for the next year, whether there's an increase or a decrease or whatever. That is what they make available for renewal. There's a renewal figure that they provide.
Okay.
So all I'm asking is for the new change, for the new agent, would be to allow them to work with that 2021 figure and provide an additional benefit of the debit card.
Okay. Well, I like the debit card and everything. I'm just really not unclear about the how we're arriving at the rates, I guess, is where I'm at. I know that in most insurance programs and everything, the history has to do with a race. In other words, if we come in with a fairly low payment of claims history is fairly low and everything, typically what I've seen in the past, the low claims rate or lower claims rate would drive into a lesser overall rate. In other words, if your claims are down, your rates are down. Now, is that what we're looking at?
I'm still,
I guess, trying to pinpoint how we're deriving. Is that 21.8% increase? In other words, our current agent has not yet produced the rate of increase for next year. Is that correct?
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. Our current agent, has she not, my understanding is she has not quoted the 21.8% increase already. Has she?
No, she has not. That's been requested and is not provided. I got it myself. So it is,
okay.
It's based on the occurrence of claims, what happens, the experience of claims. So it
correct.
Will, you know, it can increase, but there are other ways to look at it and possibly negotiate it down. But there's also a timeline here. We have to look at, you know, when we can do things and the ability to negotiate, time to negotiate.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, as far as the handling of the claims card, you know, and all that. Now, when we go, okay, so when one of our members, being our employees and so forth, so when they go to do what, go to the doctor, and there is a, what do you call them, a doctor.
Debit card.
Yeah, not a debit card, is what I'm looking for. The difference that they pay and what the insurance pays, what we call that, the dollar.
Copay.
Copay, that's what I'm looking for.
They do not have to pay anything out of pocket. There's no out of pocket.
That was my perspective. So
Ralph, are you ready for me to respond? I didn't want to butt in again. Okay.
Sounds good. The only thing that I can't figure out how would they determine their rates? I understand that they're going to give us the debit card and everything. What would be the comparison of rates? Would they take a runoff from the rates from the insurance company itself and come up with their rates? In other words, maybe their rate would be 15.8 or something. I don't know.
Hey, Ralph, this is Ari. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say we should be shopping this around. We should be getting a couple of options here. I'm not saying no. I just think we should, you know, if there's a change to be made, we should shop around. We should compare all of our options so that we have an apples to apples comparison.
Mr. Chairman, John, if the board is confused, I would prefer to withdraw my resolution and allow the board to be clear before we make any decision, if that fits the rest of the board.
That's where I just wanted to shop around and have a couple of options for us to really compare and look at.
So at this point, what I would like to do, Mr. Chairman, is withdraw my proposal, and then we can possibly pick this up, Mary, whenever we are, even with Mark, or what we need to do so that we are, the board is comfortable in making a decision versus us going into something if you're not 100% comfortable.
Can you hold on? Can I just add something here? I don't think you understand. If you go to shop, you have to do form fire, and that has to be, that's going to take time. You have to have employees fill out everything. You're going to be if you shop, that means you're going to be changing the carrier, the services provided, and you have to give a 60-day notice to the union. There's just not time to do that before the renewal.
But then we should have engaged the union in the first place. But I think we need to shop this out. We need to really look around at our options before we make decisions with a single vendor with limited information here.
But there's no change in the services. All except to add the benefit of a debit card. Why would we have to discuss that with the union? It's not, we don't pick people, we pick products and services.
I mean, the unions have an equal seat at the table when it comes to the benefits that are provided by the township to our employees, so we can't unilaterally make those decisions without them coming to the table and being part of those discussions. That is part of the collective bargaining agreement for
right.
All three bargaining units. And this would be a change of service to them. And if we were to unilaterally make a decision now, they would go to arbitration, we would lose, and we would then be in a worst-case scenario where we would have to change and break a new contract, which is why we should be out there shopping this around. We should look at our options. We should have everyone at this table. And like I said, it's all about making sure everyone's on the same page and we're all working together. I'm not saying no to this. I just want to make sure that we have everyone part of the conversation that needs to be, that we have all the information, and that we've accurately shopped it around so that we can make an informed decision. So with that, John, you were withdrawing your motion?
Yeah, because I see where Mary is going. By changing a vendor was not changing any part. I mean, I get what you're saying about the unions and et cetera. If anything, this was going to be just a change in the vendor and not in a change in the actual program in itself. But again,
it's not changing the benefits or anything. I don't know either, John.
Right. But I mean, there is none. I mean, here's the thing. We need to just look at it. We can bring it up another time. We won't continue this meeting much longer. But from everything that I looked at, if we're changing just the vendor, you're just changing the driver in the seat. You're not changing vehicles and you're not changing the speed. The only thing that would be a benefit is to our employees, they would no longer have to lay out any kind of money when they go to a doctor on the portion that we would pay back. Now, when we go to a doctor or specialist, let's say it's $50 or $40, the copay, you pay it, then it goes through the system and you get reimbursed. It would make it nicer for our employees if they did not have to do that step and they have a debit card that we give them or the insurance gives them or the broker gives them, and that would be used and it's in, there's no homework to do. That's the end of the story. So if the board, I don't want to push something through. If the board is not comfortable, this board has been one board that's worked together very well. So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I am finished.
All right. Thank you, John, and I appreciate you wanting to, for all of us on the same page. And I do think we'll get to a unified decision here, so I really do appreciate that. I do all like when we all can be in agreement, and that's a good thing, so thank you. With that, the next thing on the agenda is question and comments. I think there are a few, so I'm going to hand it over to Mark Potts to help moderate that. Mark?
Okay, I had sent over to you guys the questions that were sent over earlier. I don't know if they've been addressed. There are two questions in the Zoom chat. or one question and one comment, I believe. Nick Schertzinger says, don't we get a voice as the bargaining body in the employees affected?
Mr. Chairman, Chief Welch.
Go ahead.
Don't answer any questions, any further questions from the firefighter employees themselves. Those go through me or they go through the union to address the board trustees.
Okay, well, are you or President DeLosier available to comment or ask questions?
President DeLosier is available, let's see.
Hey, Ron, how about we give you the floor?
I'll just note
that you'll have 3 minutes for questions or comments, and then it'll be up to, for the board to respond, but feel free to use your full 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, we do have a seat, and we do have a say in this. When we change brokers, I know we keep saying we're just changing brokers. The last time we made a change, it was with when we went to Assurant, if anybody remembers that, and we believed one person who told us, yeah. Oh, we're just making this one little change, it's going to be amazing. And it was awful. Everybody remembers that. Okay. I don't understand the rush. The last special meeting we had, it was understood from everybody that this was a rush. It was too fast, and it probably wasn't going to happen this time. And we should wait until next season if we wanted to shop our vendors out. And that's completely fine. If we want to shop, we can shop. We can set it out and try and figure out what's going on. But rushing this through is improper. And you are absolutely correct. If this goes through in a rush without us having to stay at the table, you'll have agreement. We'll see you at arbitration. But thankfully, it sounds like the board has made the correct decision and said, you know what, we're gonna wait. We're going to get bid. We're going to do this the proper way. If I can say anything about our insurance now, I will say 100% on the fire side, our members absolutely love Linda Falk in the individual insurance group. She has gone out of her way to make everything we need possible. Any problems we have with any of our doctors, and any of our procedures, we have multiple members at our department with special needs children who have very specific needs. Linda has spent hours with each of our members trying to make sure that they are taken care of within the boundaries of our current insurance policy. If we're hung up on a debit card, I have had personal conversations with Linda Falk. She can provide a debit card if that's what we want. I'm not sure what the communication breakdown is between Linda and the township, but let's work on fixing that communication breakdown. Let's not hastily make changes to our insurance program and go and change brokers, which were unilaterally picked without anybody else's input or anybody else having a chance to even speak with this person. This is terrifying that we, in a time that we are right now, where we are losing positions at the fire department, the only steady thing we have is our insurance. And for our members to sit back and hear that somebody wants to unilaterally change our benefits is just horrifying. We need some sort of stability. If we're able to hold on to anything right now, it's the fact that we have good insurance. We don't have anything else right now. Everything else is wobbling. But the one thing we know is we get sick, we get hurt. If our family members get hurt, we have appropriate care from somebody who's been there with us, who has had our backs for the last 3 years. Thank you guys for making the right decision, for saying we're not going to push this through. We're going to sit back. We're going to look at it. If we want to visit it, we can. But I really appreciate all three board members saying we're going to stop. We're going to do this appropriately and not rush something through with somebody that we have not vetted.
Yeah, there's one thing that I would ask, if I may, this is Ralph Horn here, is if we could have the agent not going direct to the employees, because one of the things that does, it gets a lot of, maybe tells going that we don't need to deal with, nor do you folks need to deal with. I think if you need to discuss whether it should go to the chief, he's the commander out there, and let him do the discussion on it, and let him also include who he wants to in the conversation, be it the union president or whoever. I think that the inquiries and conversations of that type needs to go to the department head. And also, while we're on that same discussion, if we're going to go this route with it, I think we all need, all the department heads need to get together, and to, it would save an awful lot of time and trouble if we could get Pete Smith and Jim Stevens and Ron DeLozier and, you know, and whoever we need to get together and get the discussions done, you know, maybe as a group. I just hope that would be something we could work with, but I do feel that we need to stay away, our agents need to stay away from the employees, and because the only thing it's going to do is just cause a lot of gossip and unsurety in the thing. That way, Ron DeLozier goes to a meeting, he knows exactly what we discussed, and he can take that information to his people, and there'll be no gossip about it. So I would like to make that recommendation. I don't think it has to be a resolution or anything, but I just think that's the way it should be handled, really.
Mark, are there any other questions or comments?
There were none outside. Well, there was one, and I think John addressed it early on. Someone left a message on the Facebook page asking about the Pledge of Allegiance, and I believe Mr. Fleshman probably addressed that, and having a Pledge of Allegiance. So.
All right. Any other questions or comments from anyone on?
Yeah, the only question I'd have is that last statement that I made there, Mr. Chairman, that we could try to get our department heads and Mr. DeLozier and whoever we need to together and get a good understanding. And if everything is good with the present agent and this, that, and the other, and then at the same time, maybe we, Mark or Mary or whoever we need to, can actually get the rates together. Now, one thing, all things being equal, and I agree with Ron DeLozier, I think the rates, the service, as I could tell from Glenda, I made that statement in the other meeting. I hadn't heard a lot of complaints about her service, so that told me it must be pretty good. But one thing I think we do need to do is probe a little more into rates and that type of thing. If we're going to make some changes, it's all about the dollar, that's for sure. Service and what services we can get for the money. So, but anyway, the point being, I would like to have maybe the everybody saying, okay, we'll get our department heads together and do some discussion, and we'll get back in a timely manner, if that's okay.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph. Any other questions or comments?
Can I just make a quick comment, please?
Linda?
Yes, Linda Falk, yes, individual and group health insurance agency.
Great. Linda, you'll have 3 minutes for questions or comments. I'll just remind folks, it's not a back and forth. You'll have 3 minutes for questions or comments, and the board can respond after that.
I just would like to personally apologize to John Fleshman for my behavior in the last Zoom meeting. It was very unprofessional of me to call you to the table regarding my question that you're being on the health insurance and just my previous service. I do hope that you accept my apologies. I was not prepared for that meeting and was just not thinking correctly and did not mean to disrespect you, John, or any of the members on the board. So if just for the record there again, my apologies, and I'm sorry for acting so unprofessional, and I didn't want that to turn out the way it did. That's not where I was going, but it ended up getting a little ugly. So, and just as far as your current agent, I promise you that Franklin Township always has, I'm always there to give you the best price for your insurance, to make sure that your product line and the cost is there. I can match any competitor, any other agent's rates. Really, then what it comes down to is relationship and service after the sale. So I am very anxious to share my ideas with you. And yeah, I know Mary is very, very interested in removing our current system of the HRA, and I definitely feel that I can bring some ideas for her that are going to be very cost effective, and that we have a good working relationship moving forward. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Linda. Any other questions or comments?
Chairman Alex, she misrepresented me. I said that we would continue with everything we currently have, which is an HRA. So I don't know where she got the idea that I was going to do away with one. That was definitely not in the plan.
All right, thanks for the clarification. Any other questions or comments?
Trustees, this is Brian Lindsay for Preferred Benefits.
Yeah, Brian, you will have 3 minutes for any questions or comments. You have 3 minutes to start now.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for taking the few minutes. So a couple of things just to clarify. I would be willing, of course, to talk to anybody at the township, the trustees, the union reps, whoever that may be, whether it be one-on-one discussions and introductions or on a group chassis. There definitely seems to be some misunderstanding. A change to a broker does not change your benefits at all. The plan that you have today with the HRA, none of that changes, okay? The only thing that changes is the service now would be handled by myself and my team at Preferred Benefits, and then we add a different layers of services for the township, which would include compliance, which we've already identified quite a few things that you're not doing today that you should be, and things that are opening you up for liability, including the way that your HRA is currently reimbursed. It's a manual process with your existing broker. Our agency has been in business since 1994. We have over 300 group clients, and every single one of them would be happy to speak to you and talk about the level of service that we provide. So the one-on-one interaction with your employees and helping with claims and navigating through the process, that would, in my opinion, in my biased opinion, would be an enhancement for you. But the things that we've already brought to the table for Mary and the township were things that were not even being provided or discussed with you from your current broker today. So I welcome the opportunity to talk with any of the members, any of the employees, once again, on an individual setting or a group setting, to make sure that everyone is comfortable with myself and my team at Preferred Benefits. Thank you.
Great. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to thank the board and everybody for taking time out of their day today to have this meeting. I think it was well needed. I think we've got some good guidance and where we can go.
Thanks, John. With that, I think that concludes this meeting. Appreciate everyone's feedback and comments. John, really appreciate you keeping the board together on all this and having unity. Hope everyone has a good evening, and looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, so hopefully we can get outside and maybe explore some of our metro parks. Have a great one, everyone. Thanks. See you later.